From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Red Cross and other humanitarian groups say as many as 2,000 civilians were evacuated from the Syrian city of Aleppo Thursday, including many who had been wounded. Convoys of ambulances and green buses pulled away from the city, which civil war has turned into a ruin. Syrian rebels and government forces agreed to a three-day ceasefire to let civilians leave. President Bashar al-Assad said Thursday that history would be made with what he referred to as the liberation of Aleppo, but U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told a press briefing Thursday the blame for the ruinous attacks on civilians falls squarely on Mr. Assad.
And there is absolutely no justification whatsoever for the indiscriminate and savage brutality against civilians shown by the regime and by its Russian and Iranian allies over the past few weeks, or indeed for the past 5 years.
John Kerry. Leaders of the European Union met in Brussels Thursday. They discussed sanctions against Russia because of its activities in Ukraine, Europe's migrant crisis, and Britain's decision to leave the EU. British Prime Minister Theresa May left before a planned dinner, a sign that Europe's second-largest economy will soon no longer be a part of the bloc. At the meeting, EU leaders agreed to a compromise with representatives from the Netherlands that will allow increased cooperation and trade with Ukraine. The Netherlands is the only country that has not ratified the so-called association agreement that would help Ukraine achieve closer relations with the West. More on that story and other news, check our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News.